the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A World Trade Organization ruling last month is being welcomed by California growers who provide 95% of America's table olives. The ruling allows the U.S. to consider trade enforcement efforts to ensure a fair domestic marketplace. That means that anti-dumping and countervailing duties may continue against Spanish ripe olives, which are subsidized by the European Union. The U.S. has alleged unfair trade practices over olives imported from Spain. An anonymous local donor gave $50,000 to the Pacific Northwest region of American Farmland Trust's Brighter Future Fund. Thanks to stakeholders who stepped up to match that gift, the region now has over $100,000 in grants available to help farmers throughout Washington, Oregon, and Idaho improve farm viability, access, transfer, or permanently protect farmland or adopt regenerative agricultural practices. AFT started accepting applications last week. The Chinese Finance Ministry says it will raise the import duties on most pork products in 2022. Reuters reports the move comes after China rapidly expanded its domestic production and has less of a need for imports in the near future. The ministry will raise its tariffs for most favored nations from the current 8% to 12% on January 1st. China had lowered its tariffs on frozen pork during 2020 following the African swine fever outbreak.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.